You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
So as a precursor to the Student Radio Awards, these are obviously very valuable lessons to learn. They work slightly differently in that you listen to the whole entry, is that right?
No.
No. If you get bored, you switch it off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody does.
When we're judging the Student Radio Awards, and we judge any industry event, you are basing it on criteria. And we don't sometimes give it the entire 10 minutes that's given. We make a decision earlier. But I personally listen to the end because I, as a judge, feel I have to. This is the difference between the two things. I will listen to it longer because I have to send the demo to people like Paul and various other people in the industry, and I have to make sure that I've been hooked in. If he's not hooked in after 30 seconds, he's going to wonder what the hell I was sending him. A Student Radio Award, we judge them on the basis on the fact that they are part of a criteria. We are not judging them on getting a job. We're judging them on what the Student Radio Association and the judging process have given us. Sammy last year sent a similar thing in from winning to the awards and won Best Male, right? So he's going to contradict what I'm saying. But other people haven't done that. And some of them have tweaked it, they've changed it, and they've actually won still. I would not say these two things are linked. They work alongside each other. The student has to decide what is the best audio to give them the chance of winning Best Male, Best Female, Best Station, Best whatever.
Also, there'll be more time to find new material for their awards as well.
But it's not just, no, rubbish.
No, you don't do it like that. You do make a decision earlier in the process.
In your head.
Than listening to the whole 10 minutes.
Okay. Is it true you're all going to look over the rest of the entries that weren't played out this evening?
Absolutely.
We did it last year, and we'll do it again this
year. Yes, we are.
Absolutely.
That is good to know.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.